Wausau area resident Earl Kordemski fought German forces in Belgium during the Battle of the Bulge, one of the last great conflicts of World War II. Then 19 years old, Kordemski took over a machine gun position when the company gunner was killed. His unit struggled to stem the onslaught of German armor and infantry in freezing temperatures. Kordemski spent all the ammo at two machine gun positions and was wounded when his unit was forced to pull back. He was taken prisoner and shuttled to numerous Axis, then Allied hospitals. He was officially discharged in September 1945, but his awards earned had been forgotten.
Earl Kordemski is the kind of American represented quite well by the term the greatest generation.
Colonel Tim Donovan of the Wisconsin National Guard observed Kordemski's medal ceremony. He says a close friend of the soldier arranged the recognition. Now 80, Kordemski took the Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Prisoner of War Medal, Good Conduct Medal, European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, a Combat Infantryman Badge, and Honorable Service Lapel Button.
Once in a while, somebody didn't get this medal or this medal, but to miss 8 military awards is a bit unusual, but we've now taken care of that.
Donovan adds that among the honors, the European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal is particularly unique.
The very first was presented to General of the Army Dwight Eisenhower in 1947. So the very first medal was worn by a President of the United States, and the very last medal awarded is now being worn by Earl Kordemski.
Efforts to reach Kordemski for this report were unsuccessful. Colonel Donovan says he is a modest man who had no hard feelings about the delayed recognition. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.